opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask L Show.
And this is L.
This is L there. Welcome, everyone. First of all, let me tell you the phone number you can call us. 530-605-4567. Please call in and chime in. We'll give you that number again later. And if you want to listen to us on your phone, just go to KCNR1460.com. Hit the green live button. We are brought to you today by Heavenly Donuts. They have, you probably didn't know this, but they have a 24-hour drive-through and a 24-hour walk-up window. And they're open 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the lobby.
And their donuts are amazing. Amazing.
Great donuts. And by the way, I just found out they have Grubhub and DoorDash deliveries. First order's free.
Their breakfast croissants.
Well, I mean, the delivery fee is free, not the donuts. So, anyway.
He's feeling very generous.
Yeah. So, what are we talking about tonight, Elle? Yeah.
Tonight, we got a lot of really interesting stuff to cover, and it mostly has to do with some of the ways that men and women in partnerships are not in sync with each other, and, you know, how to get in sync around some of these issues. And yeah, so we're going to just go over a list of topics that...
Oh, by the way,
oh.
We have a special
Wait
guest.
A minute.
I forgot. Pardon me, I have a cold, so my voice is coming and going.
It's going through puberty.
But, yeah, I'm just hitting puberty. Special guest here. We have Jennifer Morgan with us.
Hello.
And we're going to have another special guest from Tucson, Arizona, on the phone with us, Patrick Hebert. Which is a friend of Jennifer's.
Yeah. Very good friend of Jennifer's.
Yeah, very good friend.
Very good friend.
Good enough to talk about being in sync or not.
Yeah, we're having them on. Can I?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're having them on tonight with us because Jennifer and Patrick are a couple. And our topic. Yeah. Awesome.
That's new news,
awesome
by the way.
Awesome people. Yeah, wonderful. What a great vibe. They look fantastic.
You heard it right here on KCNR.
The announcement. So we're having them in the show because we just feel like they can contribute to tonight's topic, either benefit from it or correct me on it. Anyway, I'm good with it all. So some of the things we're going to cover tonight is we're going to explore some of how men and women's values are inherently different and how that shows up in relationships. Some of the biggest mistakes that we make relating to opposite sex and different ways that men and women cope with stress that can create problems. Some of this we've covered before, yeah, but we're doing it again. What motivates men and women. So, yeah, we've got a lot of really interesting stuff to cover how, men and women, their different needs for intimacy and what that looks like. And yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh, part of it.
That's just part of it. I just didn't want to read through all my entire list of notes here, but yeah, give you a taste of what we're jumping into tonight. And
all right.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
I'm excited.
How about you, Liam? Are you on board?
Huh?
Well, I'm good.
Yeah, here, no, sorry, I'm multitasking right now.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say I'm excited for this because I'm you know, in my early 50s and never been
Don't
a bridesmaid,
like
never or, been a bride.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I've always wondered.
Should have been both.
Learned how to grow and communicate with men so that I could have that great relationship that, you know, everybody talks about and that I see everywhere.
You know, it's amazing. Sometimes just a little tiny bit of understanding around certain topics can make a huge difference between, you know, keeping things tight in the beginning and growing far apart.
Yeah.
As things go down the road. So I appreciate you being here, and and I know at some point Patrick's going to join us on the phone.
Yes, he will be in a little bit here.
Any minute.
Yeah.
So,
him to come in.
Where were we?
Oh, I don't know. We're stalling. Well,
our main guest isn't here yet, but
he'll be calling any second.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll just jump into it. And
well, how do men and women get out of sync?
Thank you. I appreciate that. We're born out of sync.
We are?
Yeah, we came out of the gate.
Oh, great.
Out of the gate.
There's no hope. There's
are
no
we
hope.
Born on a different planet?
In our DNA. Well, you know, there is a wonderful book, Mars and Venus, and I do gather a lot of information from that book, Mars and Venus, as well as Alison Armstrong has phenomenal information out there. There's, you know, I actually should put together a list of some of the great authors out there, but, yeah, so, kind of waiting for.
Well, he's there, but, I think
here.
That's him.
Okay.
Patty. Patty's on board.
All right.
So how do you?
Well, you know, one of the first things I'm going to just talk about, I'll jump right into it.
Is he on here?
I'll jump in deep.
Hello, Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Patrick. Thank you so much for joining us.
How's Tucson?
How is Tucson?
Yeah, how is Tucson?
You know, Tucson is a lot like Redding, temperature-wise and weather-wise, but it's a lot bigger than Redding, I think.
Just a little bit. You were here last week, weren't you?
I was there, and I really enjoyed it. I loved it. Redding,
what was the highlight of your visit? Besides Jennifer.
Jennifer Morgan.
No. Besides Jennifer.
That's a good
the other big thing.
Second to that was my ride in this really cool road
now. Ah, there we go. That's what I was waiting for. But you were right in saying Jennifer first, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good man.
Absolutely.
Smart man.
Yeah.
So what do we do?
We're just talking about some of the ways
how
that
men and women get out of sync.
Yeah, or how we start out not in sync and how we can get in sync. And one of the big ones, I guess one of the major ones, is the difference between how men and women deal with tension or deal with stress. So when there's stress in a situation, typically what a man is going to do, he's going to, because men are single focused, he's going to become increasingly focused on whatever is stressing, whatever the problem is, because men are designed to problem solve. So that's their go-to. There's a problem, I'm going to solve it. And so what men do typically is they become increasingly focused, and then they withdraw. So when a man's focused on a problem, he's going to withdraw. He's going to go into his man cave or brain cave, as I call it.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
So I've been told by multiple men over the course of, I don't know, the last decade that when their woman has a problem and they express that with a man, that it really stresses them out. Like, the guys don't want to hear the negative stuff. They only want to hear the positive stuff. And a light just came on when you said that, because what if, you know, the woman is telling the guy the problem and they're not actually, you know, it's not actually they don't like it. It's that they're now going into their brain cave to think about the woman's problem and how to solve it.
That's a little bit different, and I have that's a fantastic question, actually. Thank you for that. That's such a good question, because there's a couple of different ways that women share information. And one of the ways is women, when we're stressed, we don't go into a cave. The way that we deal with stress is we need to get it out. Mm-hmm. So we talk about it. We have to expel it out of our bodies, get that stress out of our bodies. So there's a couple of different things that could happen. If you're expressing it to a man, it can sound like he's at fault. Yeah. What did you say, Patrick?
It sounds like you're complaining.
That's what I was going to say. To a man, it's going to sound like you're complaining, or you're holding him at fault, or blaming him, or somehow he's failed. That's one way they're listening to the problem. Or they're listening to you talk, and they're waiting for us to make a point. And the point is not going to come. Or they're listening for the problem. And the problem's not going to come, because what we're trying to do is just get, you've heard me say it before, get that bucket of boat trash that's inside of our gut out.
Well, you know what, hell, I think the magic word is validation when it comes to listening to a woman talk about her day or talk about her problems. You know, something that I've learned through reading a few books is that We want to solve the problem. We think everything's a problem, so we're going to keep trying to come up with solutions. And in reality, all we need to do is just listen and validate her feelings and validate the situation and just understand. You know,
okay, the show has concluded. That's very good.
All right, good job.
Awesome.
You did it all.
I told you. I picked a winner.
That is dead on. And what I'm curious about is, for you personally, I mean, putting on the spot a little bit, I love what you had to say. It's absolutely right. One of the things that we, that what happens is men don't talk about their problems unless they want somebody else to help them fix it. And that's not very often. And so when a woman shares, a man is going to be in his, he's going to put his Mr. Fix-It hat on in an attempt to help her, to love her, to help solve the problem, because that's what he thinks that he's supposed to be doing. So it's a very loving thing and a very honorable thing to do.
Vulnerability makes us feel weak.
Yeah, I would like to hear more about it. I got to take notes on you, Patrick.
Hey,
you
perfect.
Keep me on my toes.
Hey,
but I just got the bell rung at me, which means we're taking a break.
Great time,
Patrick.
Hey, we're taking a quick break, Patrick. So
remember
so
what you just said.
Stay on the phone, Liam. Yeah, just hang on the phone for a minute, okay?
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, here we are back.
Oh. Hey, this is Bell.
Hey, this is Ron Limco, host with a cold and half a voice. We're back. There's my bell. We are back. First of all, if you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. Or if you want to listen in on your phone, you can go to kcnr1460.com.
Or text.
Or text. That number is
707-499-8999.
And if you want to message me or ask Elle or Jennifer Morgan, you can message us on the Facebook, our Messenger, and ask questions or chime in. Our show is brought to you by Heavenly Donuts, our favorite place to have donuts, get donuts. They are open 24/7, 7 days a week, with a drive-through window and a walk-up window, 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. In the lobby every day. And they have Grubhub, DoorDash deliveries. You can call in your order, like a to-go order, and to pick it up. I just found that out, too. So, where were we, Elle?
Patrick was making some amazing points, and I'm super impressed, Patrick, and appreciate you.
Patrick from Tucson?
Yeah.
He's on the phone. Okay.
It's on the phone.
You still there, Patty?
Is there another Patrick?
I am here, yeah. I would like to say this, folks, that anything I have to say on this subject, I would love to take credit for. I definitely wasn't born with it. I would just like to recommend, through some past failed relationships, I started reading some books, and one of them that really explores deeply about the differences between men and women is a guy named John Gray. He's the author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And
I read
just
that.
I don't know if any of you
phenomenal
read those books,
book.
Yeah. And it changed my entire perspective on relationships. That's where I gain what little insight I have on the subject.
Okay,
so
you're in the club.
Your listeners, I would recommend if they want to know.
I read that one.
John Gray.
Thank you for recommending that. His book is one of the best ones out there. Alison Armstrong has some amazing, amazing stuff out there as well. And you said something right before we went on break, and I didn't write it down. Do you remember what you said? Because I wanted to go down that road a little bit. Probably not.
We were talking about validation.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just after
I do
that.
Remember. I do remember having one word and then mm-hmm. we went away.
Yeah, it was a good word. And I didn't get it down fast enough and it went in and
well,
out.
If it comes back, let us know.
Yeah. So, we were talking about, I started out talking about how men and women deal with stress differently. And that men, when a man feels stressed, like you were saying, Patrick, you're problem solvers, and so a man goes away into his mental cave, his brain cave, or his man cave to solve the problem, because that's part of what makes you feel good is being able to sort through that.
We can only process problems one step at a time, whereas women and their vast intelligence and intuitiveness sort of explore it in a much more broader range and then sort of break it all down in little pieces, where we can only focus one thing at a time, it's not very complete.
Yeah, we go about it in a completely different way. I mean, the way that you guys go about it it fascinates me, and I'm sure that that is not the word that most men use when we're, going through this emotional expulsion that we have to do in order to deal with stress. So for you guys, you find relief in your ability to go into your cave and solve your problem, and typically you start with the most problematic problem, right? If you can't solve that one, then you go on to something else that you can, you do have a little bit of power over, control over. And for women, when a man does that, because women, what we do is we deal with stress by coming together and talking openly about our problems. We find relief in that talking process, and then we're prodding you like, talk to us, talk to us, talk to us. And men just don't naturally do that. And so that is one of the first ways that, one of the major ways that men and women are not in sync with each other is the way that they deal with tension. And so, for, like you said, if a woman's complaining, and to get back to your question, Jennifer, is if we're just unloading, one thing that we can do is just let our partner know, okay, listen, this is not, you are not in trouble. I am not mad at you. I'm not holding you responsible. I am just venting. I need to get this out. And we talked about this before. For the man, it takes an act of spirit to just sit there and listen and tell yourself over and over, don't try to fix the problem. Don't try to fix the problem. Don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. Right?
Well, right. It used to be a lot easier 100 years ago when culture was different. And nowadays it's totally different. Women are in the workforce now, so... just in the last 50 years, everything has changed as far as the dynamic of a relationship, because things were a lot different 100 years ago. So what used to be more natural is now, you know, we as couples need to educate ourselves, you know, and come together to learn all these things.
Well, you know what? That brings up a question for you. You've read some phenomenal information on relationships, and do you have some gems that you would like to share besides the one that you hit on right away, which is validating feelings for a woman? You're validating her feelings as she's getting them out. Really, that just means letting her get them out and then not making her feel like she's crazy or ashamed about it.
Well, that's a huge one, right? I mean, that one, that is, for me, like the most profound sort of relationship, you know, educational point that I learned. For me, it really stands out in my mind. You know, and then when you look back on the history of mankind, in a sense, you kind of understand we've been programmed for thousands of years to behave in a certain way. Men are the providers, and we, you know, so when we're stressed out, it's because it comes from, you know, hunting the woolly mammoth, you know what I mean? And then we finally get them, and then we bring the food home, and then, you know, and the wife's in the cave, and it's her cave, and we get to chill out and relax. We did our job, you know, and everything worked fine. Well, it just doesn't work that way anymore, because now the wife is out there killing her own woolly mammoth, you know. And so, you know, just sort of recognizing those differences and exploring how to come together.
I wonder if back in the caveman days, if the women were having the same problems, not complaining, sharing their feelings and all that. What do you think?
I don't know. I think they did a lot of scribbling on cave walls.
Yeah, curious.
It's a good question. I don't know. Who do we ask about?
I think
that?
The women back then were mostly caring for the multiple babies that they were spitting out.
Yeah, cooking and babies.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your input, Patrick. It's we're quite the team tonight.
Oh, we're going.
Patrick, I just want to turn the show over to you. You're doing great.
Oh, God. No. I think I'm not the expert here.
Well, I just appreciate you weighing in, and you've read obviously some of the same material that I try to glean from and promote as well. Go ahead, Jennifer.
One of the things that I learned, and I actually don't remember where I learned it, was that every time you talk to a person, and your spouse or your other person in your relationship, or even a friend or anybody you encounter, you have to think about when you're talking to that person, that you're talking like to that whole person. They bring everything to the table, and what I mean by that is their upbringing, their morals, their values, their how their parents dealt with them, their belief systems, their experiences, their losses in life. You know, all those things, everything that you know a person encompasses in their life, all wrapped up together. They develop a certain type of, personality style, and we've talked about those before, but it also is really ingrained in us, and that's how we will respond to other people, you know, and depending on certain traumas and stuff, things that we have in our lives, people just respond different ways to, in couples and just in everyday life. You know, sometimes, a woman and a man can be having a conversation, and just there could be one thing that's said, or you know, and it could even be something that wasn't meant to, like, you know, react a trauma response or a trigger response, but it just does, you know, based off of prior experiences. And that's one of the, you know, the tough things with this. Not only are we trying to learn the difference between how men and women respond, we're learning the difference of, we have to actually know each other, right? Know each other as who we are, where we came from, what we experienced in our lives, and why we have the, you know, that belief system and that reaction system that we have. I've known people who who will react very, very differently to the same situation that I might react to, or vice versa. And it's just, you know, it's based on so many different factors, you know, biological, physiological, and environmental factors.
Yeah. And you brought a really good one to the table a couple weeks ago, and that was the attachment. So,
yeah.
Christy and you brought that to the table. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
I guess that bell means break.
You know what the bell means. It's time to take a quick break.
Somebody text me.
Hang on, Patrick. We'll be right
incoming
with you. We'll be back in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Okay, hey, welcome back to the Ask Dale Talk Show. This is Ron Lim, your co-host. Half of my voice is here, and the other half is I don't know where. wait. We are brought...
So many jokes in there.
Oh, yes, I know. We are brought to you by Heavenly Donuts, our favorite place for donuts. Again, they have a 24/7 drive-thru and a walk-up window as well, which is pretty cool. 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the lobby, and you can get delivery by curbside, DoorDash and I think the other one, DoorDash and curbside or something.
Instacart, probably.
I'll let you know in a minute.
Okay.
Okay, so we are back.
What is that other one?
Grubhub.
Grubhub.
Okay. if you want to tune in and listen to us on your phone, you can go to kcnr1460.com or call us at 530-605-4567. We have here tonight with us not only Elle herself, but Jennifer Morgan, our special guest.
Jennifer Morgan.
And her, I guess I can say your boyfriend, right?
Yes.
Yeah, boyfriend. Patrick Hebert from Tucson, Arizona. He's on the phone with us tonight. You still there, Patty?
I am.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
So, while we were on the break, Jennifer had something that she wanted to ask. So go ahead, Jennifer.
And then I kind of forgot what it was. So let me get back to my stuff. Okay. okay. Well, I wanted to say also that one of the things that I noticed in relationships and communicating is that when you really genuinely care about the other person, it's a little bit easier to pay attention to what they're saying and to really be can't even think of the word. Just to really be cognizant of how they're feeling about how you're responding, right? Like, you know, with Patrick, like, I want to know how he's feeling. I want to know what he's thinking. It interests me. You know, it fascinates me, you know, and I want to be there and, like, be present, like, present in the moment. And I think that's one of the things that becomes really hard for people in general is we have so much going on that a lot of times it's very hard just to be present in the moment. But when you generally really, really care about somebody, it makes it, you know, a little bit easier, I think.
Yeah.
I think
it's really hard for men to do that. It's really hard for men. We don't really look very deep into the way we're feeling because everything's so black and white to us. Everything's either working good or it ain't. And
if it ain't, you're gonna go fix it.
Yeah. And it brings me to another point. Just speaking from past experience, and one of the differences between men and women is guys can get very, you know, as a relationship sort of carries on, and it's something that I learned about. I'm very guilty of this, very guilty of this. But we start to get complacent, and we start to sort of take the relationship for granted. Yeah, and sort of the compounding effect of that is, you know, if we start doing that. She starts to feel unloved. We're not giving her the attention that she needs, and she starts working harder. And then it gets even more compounded because we see she's working hard. You know, I must be doing great, you know, and then it just grows and grows and grows, and you start to grow further and further apart because she's working harder to try to get you back, and you're seeing her working hard thinking everything's getting better and better when in reality you don't even recognize, as a man, you don't even recognize that you've just gotten complacent in the relationship. So I think one of the very important things is just to always just try to refocus on your thoughts and your feelings about the other person, and don't take anything they're doing for granted, and just always try to be there to help them out.
Well, I have a question. What creates that complacency or leads to that complacency?
I think just generally speaking, as the relationship settles in and everybody kind of starts taking their roles, we fall back into our, you know, we're going to work every day and, you know, she comes home and she's doing dishes or she's cooking and, you know, she's not saying anything about, you know, we're in our little man cave, we kick on the TV, and everything seems to be fine. It's sort of a lack of communication, I think, is really probably what it boils down to. And lack of focus on each other. I mean, I guess generally speaking, I think a lot of it just boils down to communication, you know, asking how you're feeling, you know, just walking in the door and instead of going to your man cave, walk up to your wife and ask her how she's feeling. How was the day? You know what I mean? Explore the thoughts of her, and it's hard for us to do that because it's just really hard for us to do that. It doesn't come natural.
Right.
It doesn't come natural. You don't have to force yourself to do it, but you have to recognize that,
so for me,
you need to exercise that, you know?
As for me as a woman in relationships, like, I'll get bored because sometimes it ends up, it's the same thing every day, every time. Same routine. And sometimes I feel like you really have to go out of the way to do something different, you know? Like, one night you're going to eat dinner at the kitchen table. The next day you're going to eat dinner sitting on the couch, you know, or just something simple, make different days and different times to do something specific. Because it seems like, you know, whenever I got complacent in any relationship I was in, that's how it was. It was the same thing every day. And after a while, it's like, it's boring. You know, you do take each other for granted.
Change it up.
Yeah.
We talked about this in the last show or two about every now and then acknowledge your partner. Hi, how you doing?
Right? Yeah, I'm putting on a wig, you know, dressing differently.
That's a different show.
Meet him at the door in your little Victoria's
Secret. You know, throw on a tutu every now and then.
Exactly.
And prancing out of the bedroom.
Mix it up.
Yeah. Keep it adventurous. I'm kidding about the wig. No, I'm not.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that I've read, and I talk about it a lot, is how women find their safety. And you're bringing up this point, Patrick, that it's not natural for you, and that women find their safety in connection. We need to connect. We absolutely are. It's just in our DNA that we feel safe when we're connected, when we're able to express our feelings. And so men aren't as driven to connect as they are to produce.
So what's the suggestion on how a man can always try to keep that connection?
You know, that's a really good question, and it probably varies.
I like touch.
Couple to couple. You know, there's Jennifer, you were bringing up, there's so many different levels personality issues that we could bring into this, and one of them would be love language, depending mm-hmm. on what her love language is and what your love language is. If your love language is acts of service, you like acts of service when somebody does things for you, and her love language is touch. Words of affirmation.
Touch. Mine is touch, for sure.
Hers is a touch, hug. And you're not a touchy-feely person. That's going to be a conversation you guys have to have, like, you know, how do you How do you create that touch when it's not comfortable for him, but you need it?
Sometimes it's just a hug or like a touch on the leg or just, you know, anything to me. Like if I'm feeling disconnected with my partner, mm-hmm. just the easiest way for me to get grounded is literally just a touch.
And, you know,
I'm a pretty touchy-feely guy.
Well, we saw the photos. We saw the Facebook posts.
Yeah, you
have my approval. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, so, we are awesome.
You know, and another way for, you know, there's some things that happen between the way, well, I started out talking about how men and women handle stress differently, but with men, when they go away in their cave, because you have to go put that stuff away. You have to sort it out, put it away, problem solve it. And then once you do, you're available to her. You have space and room available to her. And so one of the things that Alison Armstrong talks about is if you give him space, like when you walk through the door, because men need transition time. So when you're coming from work to home, there's this point of where you have to transition. And then once you get in the house, you have to transition and go put everything away in your head, in your brain cave. And then once you're done, what you will naturally do is then you'll come find her. And then you'll have eye contact with her. And you'll say, how was your day? So that's a way for her to recognize, okay, you're taking space to put things away, but then you recognizing you have to connect with her, and you guys have this agreement that, you know, when you first come home, however long it takes, 15, 20 minutes to kind of sort it out, get that quiet time to deal with stuff, and then you're going to come find her, and then you guys are going to connect. So she's going to give you space, and then with her.
That's hard because, like, if a man comes in, you know, my partner comes in and they need that 20 minutes or whatever, and I'm like, okay, well, they've been here 20 minutes. Why haven't they said hi to me? Why haven't they given me a hug?
You know, that doesn't mean he's not going to hug you or say hi, though.
I'm impatient, I guess.
It just means, like, he's got stuff he's got to settle, take care of.
Well, back in the day, we had a routine where when I got home,
you put your feet up on the ottoman and somebody put a newspaper in your hand.
We would meet up in the office with a beer. And talk about our days.
Who's that? Who would?
My last, you know, person.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you're talking about the guys or relationship.
Yeah, relationship.
Oh, okay.
Right when you came
That's
in?
Great.
Or did
I
you
like that, Ron. I like that, Ron. Kick your feet up and have a beer.
Yeah, and she would too. And, I mean, first thing we'd do is go to the refrigerator and grab a couple beers, go to the office. That's our meeting place to unwind.
Yeah.
And talk. How our days were.
Yeah, that's a fantastic compromise. Love it.
Yeah, the general idea is to just have a plan to get together.
Yeah, we did that every night.
Connect, yeah.
Have a plan to get together, yeah.
When men are building their kingdom, hence the concept of date night.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we're doing every night, yeah.
You could. When I was married and we were building our business, we just had to carve out that date night. We just had to know that date night's coming and kind of look forward to that, sort of know, okay, we're going to have that time together because I had little kids and he had his business. So.
By the way, that was back in the day when I was drinking beer. I don't do that anymore, so I don't know what
I didn't even
now.
Pick up on
that.
What
would you do now? Like, how would you do it now?
Grab waters.
Bottled water. I think you just did.
Not too exciting.
The point is that you got together in the library.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't need the beer.
Yeah.
No, it's just the same place every night.
See,
I like that,
up.
Ron. You know, what that does is that sort of takes away the... I mean, it's possible for a man to be able to come home and not necessarily disappear in his cave for 20 minutes. What if you could? What if you could get together with your significant other?
Exactly.
And you have your own little cave that you're in together.
Exactly. Hold that thought, Patty. Let's take a quick break, okay?
You got it.
Hold on to that thought.
Yeah.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition,
with the cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Radio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th, featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at cascadetheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, a Reading tradition.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Show. Elle's right over there. Hi, Elle.
Hi.
We're back from our break. This is the Ask Elle Show. If you want to listen in, go to kcnr1460.com or call 530-605-4567. And we are brought to you by Heavenly Donuts, our favorite place for donuts. And Katie and Trevor Garrett are our sponsors. And Katie, by the way, is listening to us right now in the car on her way to Sacramento. So, hi, Katie, if you're listening.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Thank you
being...
Hi, Katie.
Hi. Whoa. All right. That was nice. Okay, so
I've got some texts I would like to...
Okay, we got some texts. And we have Patrick from Tucson on the phone with us, too.
Yeah,
And Jennifer Morgan with us, so...
So here's the text. This comes from Eric.
From where?
Eric, from New York.
New York.
Yes. Wow. And so Eric is a loyal listener, and he says, I love this point that you make, Eric. Men are hunter-gatherers... which I bring that up quite a bit. Men are hunter-gatherers, and we hunt the women, And once we win over the women, we move on to providing for them. So we think we are on to the next step, which totally makes sense. You're focused. Men are single focused. So you're, when you're courting somebody, you're trying to win somebody, you are focused on them. And then once you've won them, your focus is going to shift to the next step, which I like what you said, Eric, providing for them. But yeah, there's more, and I like this part. He said, so all you need to do, I think, addressing the idea of how do you stay connected, he said, all you need to do is say those nice things when you think those nice things. The women need to hear those things. So I love that point. So if a man's just going throughout his day like, oh, I sure do think she's pretty, text her. I think you're pretty. I'm thinking of you right now. I think you're beautiful.
That's what Patrick does, and I love it.
Oh,
I love
Patrick.
It.
Patrick.
He's the best.
You romancer, you.
He is.
Yeah. This is great. And
I'm liking you more, Patty.
Yep.
I've got another text in from, this is from George in Weaverville, that says, when my dad came home from his 24-hour shift at the firehouse, Mom would cook him. And I almost read mom would cook him herself, but no, Mom would cook him and herself breakfast, and they would sit down and discuss both of their experiences of the prior day. Now that's nice, that they, the prior day that they were apart, no caves involved. So that's nice. I mean, just to getting some good responses on how to keep that connection going.
Yeah.
So they had their little ways of
everybody has
staying.
Well, not everybody has their different ways, but
yeah,
you can start working on that.
Thank you
good
so
idea.
Much for those texts coming in. And
yeah, I like all that.
Yeah, as do I. And hopefully our listeners are getting a lot out of this. As well, Patrick, you just brought a lot to the table. Jennifer, you too. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you
guys
all.
Being here tonight. Sounds like we're wrapping it up. I'm not.
No,
I'm
we're
just
not.
Being, I'm just showing gratitude.
Checkups.
And
checkups.
Checkups.
It's called checkups.
It's a checkup.
Yeah. You're doing
check-up.
A checkup.
Yeah. I seem confused tonight.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sorry.
That's okay.
So, I have a question for you, Patrick. To put you on the spot, something that I read from John Gray is that, the point starts with men are motivated when they feel needed, and women are motivated when they feel cherished. So, you have any thoughts about that?
I have a thought.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, go. Just a statement. So, the last couple relationships I had, the men, they actually said that to me. They said I was too independent, and that they literally told me that they need to feel needed, and I didn't make them feel needed because I was too independent, and it was a turnoff. And for me, I always thought that being an independent woman who can take care of yourself would be something to be celebrated. You know, that I don't actually need a man. I would want them, but not really need them. Come to find out that they, you know.
Well, that's a nice quality to look for, but.
They want needy women. Is that true?
Well, that's I think needy is a different, there's a different connotation with needy and needing a man. So, you have anything to say about that, Patrick?
Down to, you know, it's appreciated, you know.
Appreciation, yeah.
Yeah, we want to be appreciated but it's not a one-sided, gig, you know. I mean, I don't know if I would have a problem with an independent woman. I would have an issue with that. I think having a strong independent woman is important. That's important.
Hey, we have another caller in, Patrick. We're gonna put him on hold for a second, Liam.
Yeah,
we can take both their calls at the same time.
Oh, can we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's bring Brandon on.
We have Brandon.
Yeah. New caller. I don't recognize.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Brandon. Thank you for calling in.
First time listener and first time caller.
First time. That sounds like Bob and Tom.
How is everyone this evening or afternoon or night? Which depends on what.
Evening here. Yeah, it's evening here.
Yeah, it's nighttime here, and I guess I'm in Mississippi now.
Oh, Mississippi. Awesome.
All right. I like that accent.
Oh, yeah. I'm born and raised in North Carolina.
All right.
Love it.
Wow, you can hear us all the way over there?
Well, I sure hope so with all the technology we have nowadays.
Well, it's nice to have you listening in from Mississippi, really.
Oh, yes. Glad to be here. Glad to be here. Yeah, I just wanted to jump in on the conversation.
Please do.
Obviously, when I called in, I lost transmission of the broadcast. I believe the last thing we were talking about was, let me refresh my memory real quick. I believe we were talking about connection. Yes. Correct?
Yeah. Right. Yes.
All right. So one of the big things I noticed in my past relationship that I had was the connection really soured. It was a 10-year relationship, and one thing I learned is you really need to learn your partner and how they connect. A lot of that goes to the love languages. That is huge.
Yeah.
I think if more men, they became involved in reading stuff like that or just learning in general, the love languages and learning their person, I think we would see a lot more successful relationships.
Agreed.
I did not know that when I was 28 when I got with my ex-fiance, and I learned a lot in those 10 years, and unfortunately obviously it didn't save it, but it learned a lot. I learned a lot, and it also prepared me for my next future relationship. So,
nice.
I'm taking notes on love languages right now.
Good job.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Another thing is we're talking about, you know, I believe Ron said him and his girlfriend at the time or now would go and have a beer. My parents have been together, I think 28 or 30 years.
Wow.
And they, every night when my father comes, my mother stay at home. She was always stay at home. Dad, breadwinner, went out, worked his job, came home. The first thing they would do is, unless he had a pressing issue because he owned his own business, he would come in, mama would have coffee ready, and they would go sit in the sunroom, smoke three cigarettes together, drink coffee, and then they would either disperse or get ready for bed. They've done that for, like I said, 27 to 30 years. I can't remember how long they've been together, but.
I love that. That is awesome. That's a little ritual that keeps it, going. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, I've seen my dad have the worst days. I've seen my mom have her worst days. And once dad hits the door, the BS gets dropped at the door. And for that between 15 minutes to 2 hours that they sit in that sunroom, they're talking about them. And it's not, you know, you just leave everything else out. And it works.
Aw, that's awesome. Well, yeah, that is awesome. Like thank that. You for sharing that.
Thank you. Thank you, Brandon, for calling in and sharing that with us.
Appreciate
that
your
great.
Input.
That was great. That was
great. Thank you so much.
Hey, call in next week with more stuff, okay?
Please.
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Love it.
Bye, Brandon.
All right. Night.
That was a good point.
Really.
So, yeah, learn the love language of your partner.
Well, it's interesting because Patrick and I, we spend a lot of time talking. And though we're not, you know, always sitting next to each other, we will spend hours and hours and hours talking. And it's really nice, you know, to have communication.
Communication, you know, I read once the three important factors for a relationship that you want to look for, have in a relationship, the three C's, communication, chemistry, and compatibility.
Yeah.
So if you have those three things, then the rest of it you can sort out.
Yeah. And I believe we have all three of those things.
That's awesome.
I sure feel like we do. And you know what? Not all of those, you can you can create some of those too, you know.
It's time for us to go and close out the show.
Is it?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jennifer and Patrick.
Patrick, call us
so
again next week.
So much for joining in tonight. Yeah.
I will.
Thank you for
fun.
Thank you for being with us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Life savers.
Good night,
thank
everybody.
You.
See you next week.
See you next week.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.